193, Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Edward D. Worrell, The Verdict and Sentence. The jury retired to consider their verdict. They were out for about an hour, and when they returned, the foreman pronounced the words, "We, the jury, find the prisoner guilty of murder in the first degree, in manner and form as charged in the indictment." The prisoner was required to stand up and receive his sentence. He arose with his father and mother on each side of him, their arms around his neck. Judge Stone addressed him, saying, "Mr. Worrell, you have appeared before me for the last time. It is a most painful duty that I must now perform, which is to pronounce upon you the sentence of the extreme penalty of the law. It is painful to see so young a man and one so respectably connected who, by his conduct, could have raised himself to happiness and promoted that of his family, but whose hopes in that respect have been dashed to pieces and blasted by a crime of the foulest kind. Yours might have been a path of distinction, but you have not chosen that course. Let me advise you that all human hope for you is ended. But while justice must take its course, and while you have but a few days to make preparation for eternity, I tell you there is a consolation from heaven. There is a balm in Gilead. Make your peace with him whose blood washed out all sins. There is your only hope. Though your sin be as scarlet, his mediation can make it white as snow. Look to the Savior as your only remaining hope. I must now pronounce upon you the sentence of the law, which is that you be taken hence to the place from where you came, and that on the 17th day of March next, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., the sheriff of this county conduct you to some convenient spot, and there and then hang you by the neck until you are dead, and may the God of heaven have mercy on your soul." The prisoner's counsel appealed to the Supreme Court, which affirmed the verdict and sentence. See Missouri Supreme Court Reports, Volume 25, page 205.